Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey! It's Sunday, and I don't usually do a show, but I had some time and I thought, hey, why not have a little weekend comedy list on Comedy Concepts? And when you say comedy, I say comedy. Oh, there's Betty Jo from Real Talk Radio. Hi, Betty Jo. You're terrific. Real Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Your books are available on Kindle as well. So why don't we just have a little fun right now and have a little Carosa in the house. Tom Carosa. Here we go.
Aftermath, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. My ten pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
I love Tom Carosa. Hi, Betty Jo. It's me and you against the world today. Thanks for tuning in, Betty Jo Real Talk Radio. And when this is played back in archives, they'll hear it. That's all that matters, doesn't it? Here's a little Gene Robertson I had on my show recently. And let's see some Gene. How about some Gene Bungee Jump Naked? Okay.
All right, the point is to look for the humor around us every day. Left Brain and I wound up in Nanaimo, Canada, about a year ago. We had 5 hours to kill before we took the ferry. We went straight to the Visitors Bureau, and I said, we've got a rental car for 5 more hours. Young woman sitting there, you know, young, these wonderful, smart Elon students here. They know I don't really talking about them. This was another caliber person here. Sitting right there, and I said, what would you suggest that we do for 5 hours? And she said, well, pulled out some flyers and some brochures, and she said, oh, I know what, pointed to the map and said, if you'll go back to the terminal ferry area right down the street and go south for 13 kilometers, you'll come to the Nanaimo River, named after the town. I said, all right. She said, and just go a little further, and you'll find the Nanaimo man-made bridge. I said, named after the town and the river. She said, that's right. And if you'll go out there right now, you can bungee jump. Have you ever wanted to take a young person's face in your hands and say lovingly, are you in there? Are you in there? Look at us. Just look at us. Left Brain at that time was 68 years old. Thin, solid white hair, also thin. I was 62 years old, not as thin as I once was, and my hair is Clairol Tweed number 14. We don't look like we would bungee jump. But I knew that Left Brain didn't know what she was talking about. Because when you've been married a long time, you know who the other one knows, what they know. I think we know those, but you don't know those people. I'm telling you that. You don't know those people. So I said, do you know what she's talking about? Left Brain said, I'm not sure I do. What she wants us to do, honey, go out to that river and get on that bridge and put on some kind of boots with ropes and things on them. And then when we're secure, we go to the edge of that bridge and we hurl our body off that bridge. We hang upside down. She said 140 feet. Thank you. We're going to drop 140 feet and we're going to hang there until somebody reels us up. Left Brain said, I can't do that. My teeth will fall out. This young person, well-intended, said, oh, no, sir. There's somebody up on the bridge, and before you jump, they'll always have the people take out their hearing aids and their teeth. And their... Beam me up, Scotty. Wait a minute. Just wait a minute. How many people do you have that come out there and before they jump, first have to put their teeth and their hearing aid in? What do you say? Put your three-pronged walker against a tree? Well, she was almost defensive and she because we were laughing, and she said, well, you get your money's worth because you do a whole lot more than just hang there. She said, because when you pop, that bungee cord springs you way over here and then over here. And it's like a pendulum. You go back. It's a ride, she said, until finally you stop. So you get your money's worth. Left Brain said, I'll tell you what. I don't want to do it, honey, but we got to go out there and see it. And when she heard see it, her eyes got as big as plates. She said, oh, if you just want to see it, you should come back the weekend after Valentine's Day. That's when they raise money for charities and people jump in the nude. Left Brain said, what'd she say? Naked. She wants us to jump naked. In Canada in February, we're going to come up here and jump naked. We started laughing so much about it. I said, wait a minute, Left Brain, we're missing the whole boat here. This might be a good thing. With all the sagging areas on our bodies, if we can hang there long enough naked, we might could knock a few things back in place. And he said, no, we can't do that because of that swinging part. With all the sagging areas on our body, we're liable to start rolling and slap ourselves silly. We could barely get out of the building. We got outside and Left Brain just as serious. Oh, honey, I love you so much, but you were just as serious. You said, I'll tell you, I do want to ride out there and see it, but I'll guarantee you, you're never going to get me to spongy jump. right there. Right there. It's where I laughed so hard my water broke and I wasn't even pregnant.
She is one funny lady. Very good storyteller. She was a former beauty pageant person. Look her up, she pronounces it Jeannie Robertson. But I do like her comedy. She's a good storyteller. In the vein of, Andy Griffith used to be, kind of a thing. Good storyteller. I like a good story, don't you, everybody? Yes, it's very funny. We'll get back to her later. Let's see. Let's have a little Jenna Esposito, because it's cold in New York today, and we can use all a little of this. Jenna Esposito.
The Metropolitan Room is proud to present Jenna Esposito.
www.francapo.com, one of the world record holders, 17 books she's written. She's jumped out of planes, climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, dove to the Titanic, been to the Antarctic. Yes, she makes us all seem like underachievers. But check out her numerous books because they're very good. www.francapo.com. Speaking of books, here's one that I thought I knew the story to, but I guess I didn't. It's told in a new fashion. And we'll see if we can get it going right there. Here we go.
Hello, children. I'm Miss Crandall, your substitute teacher. Miss Salvatore was suddenly called away, something about a case of food poisoning. But that shouldn't stop us from enjoying our lunch period, now should it? So, as a special treat, I'm going to read to you a very lovely holiday story called Kafka for Christmas, from the Scholastica Kafka for Children series. Once upon a Christmas Eve, there was a man named Gregor Samsa, who went to bed a businessman and woke up a Christmas roach, a really big one. Well, children, you can imagine how shocked Gregor was to wake up with antennas and six legs. His parents were not going to like this at all. Why, they never ever let him have a pet, let alone be one. Suddenly, there was a knock at the door. It was Gregor's dad, and he was mad. "Gregor," he yelled, "Merry Christmas, get up.
It's time for you to go to work at your boring, nondescript job so you can support me and the whole family while I stay home and read the paper out loud.
Get off my case, said Gregor. I'll be out when I'm good and ready. Now, children, Gregor wasn't usually rude to his parents, but today was special. Next, his mom knocked on the door and yelled, Gregor, open this door at once. It's Christmas and you're upsetting your father. Next, his sister Greta put in her 2 cents with, Gregor's gonna get it, Gregor's gonna get it. Gregor said nothing. He just lay there feeling persecuted in a nightmarishly impersonal world. As you can guess by now, Gregor's family was very dysfunctional. So that morning, everyone left him alone to go open their Christmas presents, and Gregor spent the day in bed, his spiny roach legs flaying in the air trying to get up. As this was his first day as a roach, he didn't quite know how everything worked. Gregor could hear all the laughter, Christmas carols, and everyone having fun in the other room. Now he was really pissed. So with all his roach might, he leaped out of bed, landed on his 6 little legs, and opened the door with his roach jaw and screamed, Surprise! I'm a roach. I hope you're all satisfied. Well, you can imagine how shocked everyone was. They darn near had an aneurysm. Now Gregor's dad was really mad and yelled, What's the meaning of this? Is this some kind of political statement, or are you just trying to bug me? Gregor's mom passed out in the Christmas eggnog. Gregor's sister just kept yelling, Gregor's gonna get it, Gregor's gonna get it. The rest of the day, Gregor hid under the living room couch, and Greta brought him rotten food to eat and said, You old bug, you'll do anything to get attention. Then Greta would torture him by turning the lights on and off, on and off, on and off. Stop it! Gregor cried. Let's face it, children, as sisters go, Greta was a pain in the butt. Just then, Gregor's mom walked by wiping the eggnog off her face and saw Gregor gnawing on a piece of dead animal carcass and had a coronary right there on the spot. While his mother lay gasping for air on the floor, Greta got out her violin and began to play her favorite Christmas folk song, Das Kukaraches Christmas, for the lodgers who lived in their house. By the way, lodgers are people who live in your house when the economy is bad, and if they're related, they're called moochers. Just then, Gregor snapped and said, That does it! And he crawled out from under the couch into the dining room. Then one of the lodgers, named the letter K, just K, saw him and said, What's that? Gregor's dad said, It's nothing, Merry Christmas, concert's over, everybody go to bed. That does it, said Greta. I'm never going to get married with him around. She's right, said Gregor's dad, and Gregor's mom said nothing. She just lay on the floor, gasping for air. Let's get rid of him, cried Greta. Okay, but how? Chimed both his parents. Gregor grew nervous as they slowly took off their shoes and began throwing them at him. Ow! Stop it! It's Christmas, for crying out loud, cried Gregor. Then Gregor's dad yelled, Got him! They cried, and Gregor died. All the lodgers came down to look at the dead flat thing that only early Christmas Eve had been a businessman. Gregor's dad charged 10 cents a look, made a lot of money, and kicked the lodgers out. Then he tipped the maid a lot of money to get rid of Gregor's remains. And the family spent the rest of the holidays in the country, where Greta married Lodger K, just the letter K, and stretched her firm young body and said, Great, now I can have his room. Wasn't that a swell Christmas story, children? Why, you've hardly eaten a thing. Well, never mind. Let's just put everything away under our desk. And guess what? It's nap time. Merry Christmas.
It's always fun. Hey, Rudy Kisley. She just handed over my entire digital identity to Blog Talk Radio just to be able to say hello. God bless you, Rudy. Hey, Rudy, if you have a website, put it up, okay? Good for you. Betty Jo Tucker, another radio show. Great radio show. Always the pick of the day. I'm so jealous on Blog Talk Radio. Betty Jo Tucker of Real Talk Radio. All right, Rudy. Thanks for tuning in. Here's a little Jackie Martling for you, for Rudy.
Guy with a Doberman Pinscher says to a guy with a Chihuahua, let's go to the restaurant over there and get something to eat. The guy with the Chihuahua says, we can't get in there. We got our dogs with us. The guy with the Doberman pincher says, follow my lead. They go over to the restaurant. Before he walks in, the guy with the Doberman pincher puts on a pair of dark glasses. He goes to walk in. The guy at the door says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Doberman pincher? He says, yes, well, they're using them now. They're excellent. All right, come on in. So the guy with Chihuahua puts on a pair of dark glasses. He's walking up to the door. The guy says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Chihuahua? He says, they gave me a Chihuahua? Six guys are carrying a casket out of church in the middle of winter. All of a sudden, the lead guy slips on the ice. The casket gets away. It goes down the stairs, down the road, through an intersection in the middle of town, leaps over a curb, smashes through a drugstore door, slams into the counter. The lid pops open, and the stiff sits up. The druggist says, can I help you? The stiff says, yeah, could you please give me something to stop this coughing? Sorry, you like folk songs? Puff the Magic Dragon.
Love that, Jackie Martling, as always. Very, very funny. Sorry to clear my throat online. I just started laughing and I couldn't stop with that. I, Betty Joe. And Rudy, selling your soul to be on Blog Talk Radio. I love that. I love the commitment my people have here. It's very nice, very nice. Let me see. What else have I got? You know, I got something that I had here before. Okay, let me. Some of my things just didn't download. Well, that's okay, because let's have a little Jessica Delfino, who tells you what being on radio is really all about.
One, two, three, four. I want to be famous. I want to be famous. I live alone in a small apartment. I've got no money and I've got no job. I'm a real nice girl with a good personality. And I can cook and I have a kitchen. By now I should be a star. I can even sort of play guitar. But I'm not rich, I'm poor and lonely. I live alone in a small apartment. I watch TV most every evening and cry myself to sleep. To do with my life, but I really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be so. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. 2, 3, it's not that hard. All I gotta do is find someone. I hope my mom is proud of me when she sees me on TV. Gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Come on, everyone, let's stop. Kill somebody important. I'm gonna kill somebody important with a gun. Kill somebody important with a knife. Kill somebody important with my mind. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Okay, can stop clapping. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I can't wait.
She's really quite the brilliant performer, Jessica Delfino. And, you know, you just got to love she's a lovely woman who's got a commitment to getting things done. Now, I had something up here. Tom Carozza, another's got a new song with Don Pugliese, but let me see. I'm going to have to jimmy this one because he said it's too long. So let's see what we can do.
You say that you're happy, but you can't fool me. I look in your eyes, and what do I see? Your heart has been shattered. It's lost all its glee. Don't bother to say it. I know I'm Plan B. Plan A was a champion, but
That was Tom Carozza. Trickily got that up there. A little, hey, Ninja Betty, what's that? Ninja Betty, Joe Tucker from Real Talk Radio going on there. How about a little comedy from the Stone Twins from Last Comic Standing?
Identical twins from New York City are hitting this stage. So give a lot of love for Stone and Stone!
Virtually all of our time together.
Yes.
We do.
Yeah.
But we also see other people, don't we?
Yeah, we also see other people. Like, I've been dating a girl recently, and she's Israeli, and I'm Jewish, so that's kind of like a big deal.
It is,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And her name is Mahor. And exactly. Yeah. And I love introducing her to people. Remember when I introduced
sure
her?
I do.
I said, this is my brother, and this is Mahor.
Yeah.
And I love talking baby talk to her too. I said, who's Mahor? You're Mahor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Charming girl. Really very nice girl.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, a lot of people think that just because we're twins, we must be exactly the same.
Yeah.
But that's not true
at
all. We have plenty of differences,
exactly.
Don't we?
And we play a game called Notice the Differences.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we do.
I guess we're going to play.
Oh, you start.
Okay. Why don't you start?
Okay, right here. Notice the Differences. My favorite color is red.
My favorite color is blue.
My favorite flavor is vanilla.
My favorite flavor is chocolate.
I like dogs.
I do drugs.
I've dated a model.
I've done a homeless girl.
I always give money to the homeless man who sleeps outside on my corner.
Thank you.
I hope that was helpful for all of you.
And
we love being twins.
We do. We're very
we also get asked like
the same exact annoying
that's
questions
true.
With often very obvious answers.
Like, can you read each other's minds?
No.
Or like, do you guys get along? Yes. Are you fighting all the time? No. Have you ever considered having sex with each other? Of course.
Exactly.
I mean, speaking of obvious answers, you mean well,
exactly.
And that's okay. And
we
understand.
Exactly.
Anyway, we wanted to mention the ex-governor of New Jersey, Governor McGreevy.
Remember Governor McGreevy
came out. We were both in a train.
The first time we heard about it,
there were these two bigots sitting behind us. And they were saying, oh my God, I can't believe he's gay. I hate gays.
Yeah.
I would never vote for him.
Yeah, I remember being so happy that they were so mad, you know?
But if we were McGreevy, we could have made these bigots even more angry.
We would have, yeah.
What would we
do?
Our idea was we'd go down south, say, to like a really conservative state, you know, like Alabama or whatever.
Yeah.
And we'd go down there and we'd be elected twin governors.
Yeah,
right?
Twin governors.
So, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
And then after a couple of years, we'd hold this big press conference and we'd say, you know, we've been your twin governors for the past few years, and we're gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're Jewish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we're black.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we're Muslim, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you very much. That's it. Thank you.
Give it up for Stone and Stone.
Betty Jo, my apologies. BettyJoTucker.com. You can also check out her books. And it's Movie Attic Headquarters. I think because I see the film strip, Betty Jo, on your page, that's why I always think it's Real Talk. But it's not. It's Movie Attic Headquarters on Blog Talk Radio. Betty Jo, I'm going to dedicate this next one to you because you deserve it.
I'm going to blame it on my mother. What she did to me, for messing with my psyche, since I was only three, for having as many fathers as there are seasons of the year. I'm gonna blame it on my mother every time I need. Blame it on my mother for every story that she told, like the time we had no Christmas, said Santa died cause he was old. Once she wrecked my car, then denied it all to me. I'm gonna blame it on my mother and on heredity. I'm not gonna blame my mother. In fact, I'm kinda glad. You have to be creative, make up good from bad. She was full of joie de vie, no matter how it affected me. So if I'm gonna blame someone, because of your family, you're nuts, because you're nuts, crazy, insane. Who are you trying to kid?
Thank you, Betty Jo, from Movie Attic Headquarters. Yeah, I know it's one of your favorites. That's why I dedicated it to you, because I'm crazy. And speaking of crazy, Let's dedicate this one to a person who puts me over the edge.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me, pray to the Z. Make me, pray to the Z. No texting at the table. And put away your phone. The voices in my head won't leave me alone. I can write a song about it. I can tell a joke.
Going as long as we've got it up there. Hi, I'm Aloha, the good time girl. It's Sunday. I slip my tan young body into a blue serge suit. I love the way it feels. Tossing a hibiscus flower into my goldfish bowl, I light a tie stick and watch my pet angelfish die. I guess the water wasn't the right temperature. Life's funny that way. I wonder what Wally's up to these days. I haven't seen him since I set his little sister on fire. It was just a joke. Boy, nobody knows how to laugh anymore. Too bad about Wally. I really thought we had something special. Oh well, easy come, easy go. Reaching for a bottle of Molson Ale, I pop the top off with my teeth. Makes it taste better that way. I'm a fun girl. Why can't I keep a guy? Why ask why? Well, it's getting late. I wouldn't want to miss the only real pleasure I get out of life. Where is that can of kerosene? You know, some people wait for things to happen. Not me. Damn, why do I have to be so responsible? I guess I'm just that kind of girl. Sensitive, you know? Kicking a sleeping cat out of my way, I embark on my most favorite pastime. I'm going to burn that photo mat right down to the ground. It's the little things in life that really make me happy. Who knows? Maybe tonight I'll get lucky, meet some guy, get married, have kids, settle down. Nah, why spoil a good thing? Here we go.
Day at 4 p.m. on 106 Mix with our favorite George Bettinger. No, I wrote it, Betty Jo. Was your question in the chat room? A great whistle? No, I wasn't the whistle. I was a professional whistler. Wow. Amazon is selling Dr. Zhivago on Blu-ray. Interesting segue. Okay, George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. Let's hear a little of our favorite George.
Hey, Carly, you imbecile, what took you so long?
Coffee!
Oh, it's a coffee fit. Hey, there's a place. George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop. Come on, kid, I'll get you a cup of coffee. Can I help you fellas?
Oh, coffee, quick!
Oh, I don't believe it. Los tres chiflados!
Hey, mister, get my friend a cup of coffee, quick. Okay, sure, would you like a regular? No, Kenya! Kenya? No, no, make it Sumatra! I got you under my skin. Not Sinatra, you idiot, Sumatra. We just have plain old coffee. What? No kosher coffee? You know, a glatte latte. Yuck, yuck, yuck. How about a slappuccino? Oh, thanks, Mo. I needed that. Anytime, biped.
Oy, que bruto.
Hiya, Tuts.
Who are you calling Tuts, Cubo?
Take it easy, little girl. Whenever he has coffee, he gets a little bit excited. Yeah, let's dance. Double hano, una hatasina, macarena. Bop to the bop to the bop to the vena. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Oh, yeah, you order and a bag of chips, chubby. Yo, Jorge, thanks for the chuckles.
Minnie, wait a minute. Are you paying for these, or is this going to be another Tuesday deal?
Aight, Georgie, I'm buying.
Oh, it's Minnie the Moocher. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
That's it, homie.
Let's get out of here, kid.
George Bettinger on the Mom and Pop Shop. Facebook him. Join his group on Blog Talk Radio. If you haven't joined my group, join my group. Comedy, Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio. Here's another funny man, Mr. Jackie Martling.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, what's going on with that? What are they doing to you? No, we'll turn that off. That's not, I got to finish that. I don't know how that got on there. I thought I was going to have some Jackie, but I'll find him somewhere else on my board. I have so many great guests, a lot, as does Betty Jo on her show, Real Talk Radio. If you like celebrities, you're going to love her show. Great production values on this knock, 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 knock. Thank you, Rudy. Rudy, my new chat room buddy here. Hello, fellow guest. I see you in there. Hey, let's pep it up. It's Sunday, and nothing peps it up like a French rock band, all-female band, and I love them. They're called Anatomie Bouscalar, and the name of the song is Les Petites Poussons. Let's have some fun with it. From his CD Zesty Tarantula in the Piazza. Ooh.
A giant tarantula is born in the lab of Dr. Spinetti. The mom and dad were average size, but this guy's 8 feet tall already. He soon outgrows his backyard pen, busts out onto the street. But Nettie reels, some power lines go down, the rolling hills of Tuscany at his feet. The tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the sun-drenched square. Only the raven-haired black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. they stare. He slinks away down past the hotel cockpit. Gino waves her designer sunglasses at the tarantula in the piazza. The tarantula wreaks havoc in the vineyard of Cardinal Divienzo. He finds he prefers the darker grapes, but that's not all he's into. He digs and crawls beneath the earth, past drawings of ancient cave dwellers. He rolls a barrel out with his heavy legs, sips Chianti in the cool wine cellar. The tarantula fountain on the square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. He slinks away down past the hotel Costco. Gina waves her designer sunglasses at the tarantula in the beyond. Everyone's avoiding the tarantula. Something out of work, Fellini has beat up circus clown. And oh yeah, then there's Gina. The tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the sun grand. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. He slinks away down past the hotel Kafka. Gina waves a tear from her eye to the tarantula.
My chat room is so funny. Rudy, you're very funny. Are you a comedian, Rudy? Or a comedian in training? I don't know. Pretty funny stuff. Betty Jo, you're too funny. Betty Jo just gave you an award. Isn't that wonderful? I think that's a great thing. Okay, I think I found me. Let me see. Here we go. Here's some, I think this is singing Jackie Martling.
Waiting for the Amtrak in the city of brotherly love. Well, my show's as good as they're ever gonna get, but I just can't get enough. You know, the more they laugh and clap and sing, the less that I can hear. Another day, another joke, what happened to last year?
Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my. Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my.
Well, the role she always called me, the artistic romantic life. Not the home and the family, a few kids, maybe a wife. Well, now normal's just a dream to me, and talent is a curse. The stage, she's the best, but she's the worst.
Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my. Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my.
I'm gonna pull into McDonald's, find a place online, order a billion burgers, sit and watch them change the sign. New York to Denver, hey, Detroit was in between. Happy maybe half the time and really, really clean.
Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my. Me oh, me oh, me oh.
Wisely to me, Rudy, but I thank you for tuning in. And Betty Jo from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday, join her page as well, and she's got some books out. Well, you've all been great today. I see my guests are tuning in a little late, some of you people, but that's okay. You can listen to the show in archive. Oh, George, did I just see you up there? George, I just mentioned you, George Bettinger on the Mom and Pop Shop 106 Mix. That was him doing Curly. George Bettinger, join his Facebook group as well. You've all been terrific, and I'm going to let you out on a little Bizarre Nancy Lombardo. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. Tune up there. George, put your site up real quick. Rudy, listen to this show, too, if you don't already listen to George. And Betty, join their group. Love you all, and it's a fun world out there on a sunny Sunday.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeled wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party. And you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office. Or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow. Can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
This is Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. George Bettinger, Rudy Kiesley, as in wisely. Y'all are terrific. Time to go. Have a nice fresh air day. Thank you.